The party's governing body voted to remove Chair Nancy Worley and Vice Chair Randy Kelly. In a statement after the vote, Worley said she was reelected in 2018 and she plans to continue leading the party. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
So after an unusually chilly but expected first weekend in November, we're into a little warming trend now, upper 60s today. There's going to be a lot of clouds around, considerable cloudiness today, tonight, and tomorrow. A little disturbance brushing by the Gulf Coast, but no big deal, no rain. So upper 60s today, near 50 tonight, not as cool. Low 70s tomorrow, warming trend continues. Then my pick of the other day is the most beautiful day with sunshine, mid-70s, Wednesday. And then mid-70s again on Thursday, but more rain coming in. Big event of the week is the cold rain coming in late Thursday night into the first half of the day Friday. And just like last week when it was 70 in the morning and then the bottom dropped out, that's going to happen during the day on Friday. And that leads to a chilly weekend, but football weekend, there is going to be several television football trucks coming into Alabama this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who does Auburn play this weekend?
Game. We're not going to lose this one.
Oh, you're off. Yeah. Yeah, then we've got Georgia after that.
Yeah, Georgia and just
Stanford,
Georgia,
then
just
Alabama.
Georgia and Alabama.
Yeah, but we're at home for the rest of the year, so that's not too bad.
Right now this morning, a few clouds, 57 degrees here at 903.
Well, I appreciate you. You sticking around. Did Bailey already leave the studio? Or
no, Bailey's still
Bailey
here.
Still stay here?
Okay. Her body clock is telling her it's time for potty.
Instead of toddy, which is what your body's saying.
No. Not at 9:03. Don't be ridiculous. Yeah, wait till 9:30.
See you guys. Thanks, Rich. News and views with myself, Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. It's a Monday morning. And it's a sad morning, though, because somebody had to drop out of the...
Oh, I know. I'm just grieving over it.
Yeah, and, you know, I heard some sarcasm there in your voice that seemed a little disingenuous. I'm truly feeling bad for Beto.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586. 636-8, Equal Housing Lender.
United for your comfort.
I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with another good reason to call United.
United's trained service techs are qualified to service and repair any and all name brands and will find the problem and fix it right the first time.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United hires and maintains a professional, prompt, and courteous service team who take care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
No matter if you have a gas or heat pump system, call for a tune-up to make sure your heater is working safely and properly. And if your system has struggled cooling and heating all year, call us for a free estimate to replace it.
For a limited time, get low off-season pricing. What are you waiting for? Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I'm glad to hear it. Welcome to News and Views from 9 to noon.
I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell, and you're not.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But thank you folks for tuning in and listening. This hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call today, 279-6036, and you get 50% off all VHS to DVD transfers if you're a News and Views listener. You just have to tell them, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for sponsoring this hour of News and Views. So what's new?
Well, I got to do a shout-out. You know, Carolyn, who has worked up here some.
Yeah.
You know, sporadically, here and there, kind of like me.
She's great.
She and seven other women are in Gulf Shores. They do this once every year, 2 years. They take a trip. There's this big ass house they stay in. Mm-hmm. And they're listening this morning. Oh. Gail, Nancy, Katie, Ashley, Marsha, Cheryl, Beppy, and Carolyn. And so they're down there probably hungover as hell this morning. When I talked to them yesterday, they had gotten into the Bushwhackers.
Well, we should speak softly then.
We should be like NPR.
But, and so, guys, just turn up so you can hear. Turn up the bass down there at the beach so you can really hear our voices. And just
we'll blend in with the waves that y'all are listening to.
And then we'll just, as soon as you turn it up, good morning!
Get away from those Bushwhackers.
Right. Oh, so, you're tip-top shape right now? Nothing weird going on? I'm dealing with a little bit of, either it's a cold or I'm dealing with allergies from the heater being turned.
Well, I must confess, I ate chili last night that was warmer than expected. Oh, yeah, I'm real gassy, but not in the studio because I understand that's against the rules. So, you know.
Anyway.
Well, you asked.
I did ask.
You asked.
So let's start locally, before we get to Beto.
Well, we have to talk about Ella Bell, who was on the Alabama Board of Education for many years. Passed away over the weekend. She's 71 years old. I don't know the particulars of it, but she's been a fixture on that board, and I probably don't agree with many of her policies, but she was a good public servant. And her heart was in the job, and she had a lot of people really liked her a lot, and she's going to be missed on the board. So, of course, she was part of the elected board, and if Del Marsh and some of his minions have their way, we're going to have an all-appointed board, which I'm certainly going to oppose, and when the time comes to make that argument on the radio, I'll certainly do it. I don't know about you.
Well, here, Joey. I don't oppose it, I think, for the same reason you might. I'll put it this way. I don't think it's going to make much of a difference either way in terms of, you know, particular school systems in particular counties all over the state. So if it's not going to make much of a difference, but it's a big overhaul to process, I just go ahead and say no. I'm part of that camp, that if it's an amendment that doesn't really change much or it's not clear, I just vote no. But I'm not I'm not, you know, this enthusiast that the people of Alabama are so much more brilliant than the governor that they elect. So I know,
but I think anytime you take away a right of the people to vote on particular positions in government and put it in the hands of one person, I don't like
but
that.
Wouldn't it be, if it passed, wouldn't it be the people taking it away from themselves?
Yeah, but, you know, once they figure out what it is, I don't think it'll pass.
Right. No, and I tend to think it's not going to change much, so why change it?
Well, believe me, there will be people, the Bob Rileys of the world, who will probably get rich off of an appointed board because it'll be their people, and they will be selling their goods and products and services to state government, like charter schools and other things that he's got his finger in those pies.
But why is, let me ask you this, and let's get into an argument early in the morning.
All right, good.
Why is it so much better for a publicly administered central office to get tons of money to operate that office, salaries for people working in that office? Why is that so much better than, say, a private firm that is acting as a central office?
Depends on who the private firm is and who's getting rich off of the private firm. That's my problem. That, you know, like when they created these, oh my God, I can't even think what they're called, these scholarship granting organizations, these SGOs.
Mm-hmm.
It was Bob Riley's buddy in Florida who was going to be administering. What it was some kind of grant deal. And he and his buddy were going to get rich off of it. So that's what I have a problem with. I don't have a problem with charter schools.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with school choice. But it just depends on what brother-in-law is going to make money off of the deal. And in Alabama, you can rest damn assured some brother-in-law's going to make money off of it.
All right, and my question is, are there brother-in-laws or sister-in-laws or first or second or third cousins making money in the current way it's administered?
Well, these SGOs, if they're still doing those, I don't even know. But
oh, yeah, and I know what you're talking about. And if people can, as far as the everyday person here in Alabama, you can get some money taken off your taxes if you donate to these things. And they grant scholarships to folks.
Well, you know, it's like, who's going to be paving all these roads that we're that we've just raised the gas tax on? You know, that's the kind of stuff that bothers me about state government. And this contract review board that just gave Cliff Sims a $999,000 contract when he has no experience in that field, that's shady. And it was that Jenna, whatever the hell her last name is, Ross, Gina Ross, who's at the early childhood development part of public education, authorized this contract. It went through the contract review committee because they pretty much rubber stamp anything, and somebody's getting screwed in it. It's you and me.
Right. Well, and I love what their mission is for just shy of $1 million. Can y'all go to parents and tell them how good of a job the education system is doing?
Yeah. Let's let's create a PR wing for public education and let this clown over here, who's in good favor with some of the powers that be, who, by the way, left the Trump White House and wrote a tell-all book, I think ought to be castrated rather than rewarded.
What was it called? Team of Vipers?
Yeah, Team of Vipers. Why don't you call it Pit of Vipers? Isn't that what vipers
just
live in?
Vipers brood.
Yeah, but he's a jackass. I have no use for him.
Well, he could have written that book, Team of Vipers, but just been anonymous.
Oh, whatever.
Because that book's still coming out.
Oh, and he got this big advance on it, supposedly. But obviously, nobody read it.
Well, I don't think that he actually ended up with that advance. He got it, but then I think the Trump administration organization sued because he signed an NDA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Non-disclosure. I just don't understand. Oh, I'm going to go work for somebody, and now for $1 million that I know I'm going to lose because I'll get sued in court, I'm going to tell all. When he didn't really even know that much to begin with. And it's just this industry now, this cottage industry that's popped up around the Trump administration.
Oh, I know.
And leak after leak.
Yeah. You know, they need coal plumbing.
They really do need coal plumbing. But I found this. This is a great piece. Yeah, I finished this book over the weekend, I was telling you. Not Ben Shapiro's book. That's more wonky and academic. But the one I finished is by Lee Smith, The Plot Against the President.
Mm-hmm.
And not to do a whole book review or go into what the book's about. Y'all should just go get it. I've listened on audiobook. That's how I like to consume books these days. I'm more of a auditory
learner. Rest your eyes.
Indeed. But also, I can go about my day and do errands and listen to a book. It's like a podcast, just right. In book form. But Lee Smith wrote a great piece in June of this year saying, all our journalists are spies now. And what he means by that is not that, oh, the journalists are acting as spies. No. Like, all these journalists used to work for the intelligence community. If you look at the, like, in 2017... The Washington Post and the New York Times and their whole teams of people covering Washington were given the Pulitzer Prize for their reporting on Russia, which might as well been give the Pulitzer to these anonymous sources from the intelligence community. People leaking on Trump all year. That's what those stories on Russiagate were. They were selective, controlled leaks to bring down the president of these United States. And the media is patting themselves on the back because they don't have the money anymore to actually have an investigative arm or form bureaus. So who do they run to? They run to the lobbyists and to intelligence community officials and bureaucrats in the deep state in Washington, D.C., or the administrative state, or whatever the hell you want to call the swamp. And these journalists just, oh, look at this. We're getting secrets from a bunch of spies. And they want to throw Snowden in jail, number one. They want to throw Julian Assange in jail, this administration. And what has Julian Assange done? He's given out secrets. He's published for everybody to see. Published secrets for the whole world to read, and the powerful don't like it. Sounds like journalism to me. Now, let's be clear. I think Julian Assange put people at risk on the battlefield. So I think you can knock him for that. And his staff at WikiLeaks at the time say, hey, you might not want to release everything. Mm-hmm. But in the spirit of full exposure, disclosure, he released everything. But Assange sounds more like a journalist to me than these journalists at the New York Times and the Washington Post being fed stuff by the bureaucracy and the intelligence deep state.
Well, like that jackass James Comey feeding that professor.
Absolutely.
Classified stuff.
Well, or James Clapper. This came out recently with Michael Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell. She's trying to get the case thrown out because there's, I mean, for instance, an email sent by James Clapper, the Clapper. He sent an email to a journalist saying, take the kill shot on Flynn, which was the conversation between Flynn and Ambassador Kislyak of Russia. So this has all been orchestrated, and that leads us to what happened this weekend. Donald Trump did one of his chopper talk sessions. You know what that is?
No.
It's where
He's walking out to the helicopter.
They don't really do the traditional White House press briefing anymore. It's just collecting dust. I think the other day a rat fell from the ceiling.
There are no rats in the White House. I mean,
field mouse.
There might be those. They're rats, but they're human rats.
But let's just say the White House press room is not being used like it used to be used. And so what Trump does is he's his own best spokesman. Let Trump be Trump. So he walks out, and before he hops on the chopper to go to the Air Force base or whatever and fly wherever he's going, he'll sit there, and not really sit there. He won't even stand still. And this is what I took away before we even play some of the audio here, as he comes out after this whistleblower, who is another deep state operator who, again, is working with the press. But this time, it's not just the press. It's the House Intelligence Committee and Adam Schiff to take down a president of the United States. And if Trump did something wrong, it'd be one thing to take him out. I don't think he did anything wrong. And I think this is highly orchestrated. I think this whistleblower is an asset of John Brennan's. I think he's an asset of people that have been wanting to take down Trump since Trump was elected. And I think this guy, this whistleblower, was in fact the guy leaking things about Kislyak. It'd be interesting to see who James Clapper emailed saying, take the kill shot on Flynn. Was it this whistleblower? But of course, even Fox and the media at large, and Trump's playing this game, we all know who it is. Eric Ciaramella, 33 years old. Was Joe Biden's point man when Biden was Obama's point man at Ukraine. So this guy was sensitive and intimately involved with all the corruption Biden's been accused of. So he's trying to take out the president with it. But the great thing about Trump is he'll walk out to these chopper talk sessions, and he won't stand still. You know how a press pool can surround somebody?
Yeah.
Really enclose somebody, even if it's a semicircle? Trump walks around them like he's a shark. Like, it is the funniest thing. He'll, like, walk to one side of them. He'll look at somebody, like, sneer. Then he'll walk to the other side of them to take a different second question. And it keeps them on their toes. They can't really control themselves. But he came out this weekend, and he just immediately throws the gauntlet down on the whistleblower, queuing this up. The president, I think this happened yesterday morning. It's fascinating to behold.
Spoke about the whistleblower. Let's listen to the president.
Yes, go ahead.
Asking about the whistleblower.
Well, the whistleblower gave a very inaccurate report. And as you know, certain of the media released information about a man that they said was the whistleblower. I don't know if that's true or not. But what they said is he's an Obama person. It was involved with Brennan, Susan Rice, which means Obama. He was like a big anti-Trump person, hated Trump. And they said terrible things. Now, I don't know if it's true or not, but that was reported by some of the media, so you'll have to find out.
So here's the point. We're all playing this game that we don't know who the whistleblower is, though it seems pretty clear that Real Clear Investigations piece outed who the whistleblower is. And maybe it's a smart play. I don't know what you think, Jack. For Trump to pretend, for the Republicans to pretend, for Fox News even.
That they don't know who it is.
Right. To make, whether it's New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, NBC, CBS, all these outlets actually say it themselves. I have never seen this before, though. We know who it is. Why are we not saying his name, Eric Ciaramella?
They're trying to protect him, that's why.
And now today, the breaking...
And I don't want people to know who he is because of his past associations.
Absolutely.
Which are with Obama administration, Joe Biden himself. I mean, anyway.
By the way, I really appreciate the person who just called. I went to answer and bring them on air while the clip was playing. And I said, News and Views, who's this? And she said, y'all are so screwed up. And I appreciate that. Thank you for keeping us straight.
Oh, the caller said that?
Yeah.
That's all she said?
Yeah, and then she hung up. It was a very sweet call. 272-9228. 272-9228. We love a good critique, a thoughtful critique.
I'd kind of like to know why we're screwed up.
Right, but it's good to be told that. It's like Twitter or Facebook. It's like, sometimes you just get these comments where you're like, oh, my Lord. But today, the whistleblower or his lawyers have said, we'll answer GOP questions in writing. But we're not going to answer any question about the whistleblower's identity, his past associations. And we're only going to do it in writing. Of course, the Republicans in Congress are saying, no, we want to talk to you in person. So we'll see where this game goes. But right now, I think it's what we predicted. Everybody's going into their camp. The headlines are 49% want the president impeached and removed. That's according to Fox News. Well, that's down from 51% the last time Fox News asked the question. So the trend is the other way. So we'll see where all this goes. 272-9228, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Wolfgang. How you doing?
Hey, Wolfgang. I'm feeling a little screwed up and stuffy this morning.
I tell you, man, there is a lot of that going around. I've been feeling bad, too, these last couple of weeks. But, hey, I just wanted to call up, say, y'all are doing a great job. In the past, I had never tuned in much during this time slot, but I've been tuning in to your new show a lot, and I really love the content. I just like everything that y'all talk about and the way that you do it. I just want to say keep up the great work.
Thank you, Wolfgang.
We appreciate that very much, Wolfgang.
Okay, guys. Thank you much.
Thank you. 272-9228. Again, that is our number. This part of the program brought to you by, what am I thinking, Jack?
Jenkins?
I'm thinking Jenkins.
I knew
That's right. And here's what I love. Because it is hunting season, and you're going to be outdoors. Hope, man, some of you might have, you know, been blessed. You got a lot of acres of land or something, and you can hunt on that land. But say you got that four-wheeler, that side-by-side, that even a tractor, any outdoor vehicle helps you traverse your land. Jenkins Tire and Automotive has a service truck that will visit you. You don't even have to go downtown to 3080 East Jefferson Street where Jenkins Tire and Automotive is located. They will come to you to service that outdoor vehicle. So give them a call today, 265-0792, 265-0792. You can also get in touch with them, make an appointment on their website, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. All their technicians are ASE certified. They service all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, and fleets. They're great at building relationships and trust. That's why a lot of other businesses send their commercial fleets there to Jenkins Tire and Automotive. It means they have state-of-the-art equipment that can service your everyday driver. And again, they have that service truck and the expertise to come and visit you to work on that outdoor vehicle, whether a four-wheeler, a side-by-side, or a tractor. So again, check them out. I'm thinking Jenkins. You should be thinking Jenkins. 265-0792. 265-0792. Thank you to Jenkins Tire and Automotive for being a sponsor of News and Views. And be sure, folks, when you go to check them out, to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. Let's see who this is on line 2, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, JD.
Hey, JD. How's it going, man?
Man, I am doing good. It's starting to warm up a little bit, and I'm loving it. I just got two things real quick. One, the so-called Carmelo, whatever you say his name was, I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
Char, wasn't
the dude
Charmelo.
Only had second-hand information. He admitted out of the gate that he did not hear anything firsthand. So I don't know how you can start going on hearsay and move forward with an impeachment. And second, to the lady that thought you guys were screwed up, that's blasphemy. I've listened to this show for a long time. And at first, when I first started listening, I'm like, well, this guy's kind of, you know, leans this way or leans that way. And the more everything comes out, I've watched you do nothing more than speak the truth.
Oh, my.
So it's not about what side you want to see prevail. You're just calling it as it is, and I appreciate, respect that, and I thoroughly enjoy it.
Thank you.
You know,
Jamie,
all these conspiracy theories are turning out to be not so many theories after all. It's turning out to be actual conspiracies, and it's coming out in the open. And you're calling it like it is, so I don't know. Maybe the poor girl was looking in the mirror when she said that. Didn't mean to say it to you. She was talking to herself. Who knows? But I enjoy the show as always, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Do we need to?
Yeah, we got to hit a break here.
Thought so.
But, you know, a lot of these conspiracy theories are coming true. Like, I think it really is a deep state conspiracy that started long ago against this president of the United States. And I'm saying that, folks, because if you've listened to me on these airwaves the last 2 years, I waited for Robert Mueller. I thought there might be something there. And they came up with a big goose egg in terms of charges against the president.
I have a very strong opinion I want to share when we come back.
Okay. Well, I'd like to hear it, Jack. How you doing over there with your...
I'm fine.
All right. Because we're going to be spitting a lot of hot air here on these airwaves.
I know.
Let's keep a certain hot air. Yeah. Let's keep it to yourself, all right?
If I could, I would.
I'm not going to pull your finger. You know, he walks in the studio
Stop.
This morning.
Come on, Joey.
He says, pull my finger.
I did, but I...
Like could. I'm 5 years old or something.
Well.
272-9228. More news and views from Joey Clark and Jack Campbell after this quick break.
live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Fox Tonight, TV's most thrilling night, is back on an all-new Prodigal Son.
I'm not a perfect man.
If you haven't seen Fall's number one new show, this is the episode you cannot miss.
You were an absolutely terrible father.
Say that again. Say I was a terrible father!
But first, a heart-pounding all-new 911.
It's reckless. It's dangerous.
He needs to answer for what he's done.
911, followed by Prodigal Son. Tonight on Fox 20.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Amazing. Wow.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Dieting is difficult. Hot yoga is hard. Spin class is tough with a tough instructor. But you know what's easy? Taking the exact vitamins and supplements that are just right for you. So don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to, because there's GNC for you. Personalized daily packs filled with the industry's best vitamins and supplements delivered to your door each month. And it all starts with a simple quiz. Look, the journey may be hard, but this part, it's easy. Go to GNCforYou.com. Take the free quiz.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to News and Views from 9 to Noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. This hour of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. If you need any video services done, check out Blend. Talking too fast. Dan Black Studios. 279-6036. 279-6036. Tell them you're a News and Views listener. You'll get 50% off all VHS to DVD transfers. Breaking news over the weekend was that Beto O'Rourke, Robert Francis O'Rourke, has dropped out of the race. His bid to be the next president of the United States. He's run out of money, and he was flatlining in public opinion polls. It's almost like being like the progressive id of the pack, just saying all the stuff progressives want but aren't supposed to say out loud. It didn't serve you well there, Beto. So rest in peace. Rest in peace, Beto O'Rourke. But Jack here says he has a strong opinion.
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking a lot about this Ukraine call between Zelensky and Trump. Mm-hmm. The president of the United States has always had great unfettered latitude in dealing with foreign policy. He sees something that smells bad. Doesn't matter that it's Joe Biden, but he was the vice president of the United States. And he says, how about looking into this? I think if he knew, if he's aware of something and it's corrupt and it affects United States foreign policy, he has a duty to ask the country to investigate it. Let's say Elizabeth Warren was smuggling illegal children or smuggling illegally smuggling children out of China and selling them into whatever.
Sure.
If Trump finds out about it, does he not have a duty to call China and say, hey, how about looking into this? This looks like a very serious problem. And what happened with Hunter Biden? And Joe Biden lied on 60 Minutes.
Yes.
When he was questioned about it. And he said, well, he was already on the board of Burisma. He was not. And he didn't get on the board until a couple of days after Biden had a meeting with a Ukrainian official. And then he was appointed to the board. And then the money was sent for oil production or whatever it was. It's a shady, crooked-ass deal.
Right.
And I think Trump had an absolute right and a duty to confront the president of Ukraine and say, how about looking into this?
Well, and why would an oligarch pony up all that money, which it really isn't that much money to this oligarch, but pony up all that money to put Hunter Biden on his board at Burisma?
I mean, really?
Why? Because it was an insurance policy.
Absolutely.
Obviously. And not to mention, and this is not as reported as often, the U.S., under Obama, U.S. aid, over $1.5 billion given to the Ukrainians. Some of that money, well, the lion's share of that money, went into the same oligarch, into his bank, private bank. And then all of a sudden, that $1 billion just poof.
Vanished. Thin air.
Where'd the money go? So the Ukrainians are looking into that. Where'd all this U.S. aid go? And no, but you can't look into Burisma.
No, because Joe Biden's son was on the board. It is so shady, and that's what the Democrats are afraid of. They're afraid if this comes out, it's going to end Uncle Joe's candidacy, and they have nobody that's left in that field that has a snowball's chance in hell of putting a chink in Trump's armor, and they know it.
Right, and it obviously seems that the aid that the Democrats are howling about, started this impeachment inquiry over, it's been released. The Ukrainians didn't even know during the time of the call that it was being withheld.
Right.
Like, it just seems like a bridge too far. And I think, again, this is only a theory, a gut feeling here. I think this whole impeachment inquiry and why this whistleblower that everybody knows but we're pretending not to know, I think he was in on the dirty tricks that happened with the Obama administration. I think he's very well connected for such a young man. Very well connected indeed. So I think this impeachment inquiry started by this very well-connected young man who works for the CIA. I think it's all about cutting off at the pass the William Barr, John Durham investigation. Also trying to cut off the Michael Horowitz DOJ report that was looking into all this Russia, the Crossfire Hurricane investigation into Russian interference and the Trump campaign. I think they're trying to get ahead of that story. And has very little to do with what Trump actually said on that call. Of course, that's Trump's defense. He just tweeted out, once again, 47 minutes ago, read the transcript.
Oh, he did that again?
Yeah, it's just all it said. Then he had another tweet about an hour ago. I'm not even going to say the whole thing. I just love this first sentence. Many people say they know me, claiming to be best friends and really close, etc., when I don't know these people at all. Oh, my goodness. Let's go to the phones and talk to Doug, 272-9228. Doug, welcome to the program.
Hey, Joey and Jack. How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Jack, I kind of agree with you. I think that the president has an obligation to chase corruption wherever it is. And, you know, I'm a retired Air Force lieutenant colonel and a former GS employee, and I would never think about divulging any confidential information such as that phone call to anybody. It just goes against everything that you believe as a military person.
Right.
So I don't know what that Army Lieutenant Colonel was thinking. Well, I do know what he was thinking. He's probably a never Trumper, but
well, apparently in his past history too, he had a history of going outside the chain of command. This wasn't the first time on matters of Ukraine. He's gone out of the chain of command, and also he said, "Well, it broke what Trump was doing broke with official U.S. foreign policy." Like, hey, the president, and I think the executive branch is too powerful, but I think the president is the one who gets to set foreign policy, not the bureaucracy.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. It's not some lieutenant colonel's job to countermand the president's foreign policy. But anyway, and I think this whistleblower is not a whistleblower. I think he probably was one or a few moles. They're just moles, yes, that are in the West Wing, and they're just doing what they can to embarrass the president.
Absolutely.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah. So anyway, I haven't called the show. You guys are doing a great job, and Jack, I listened to you and the other guy. It was on the previous News and Views program.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I appreciate you. About 2 years ago, I was going through cancer, and I listened to you guys just about every day, and it helped me pass the day.
Well, how's your cancer now? You're in remission?
Fine. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's great. That is great.
Yeah. So you guys keep on keeping on, and I'll listen to you guys every day as much as I can.
Well, thanks, and good luck on your health deal here.
All right.
Thanks, you guys. So much.
Thank you, Doug.
Take care. Bye.
Yeah, you never know who you're talking to. We're up here in a studio by ourselves, and you never know who's actually out there listening. And,
right.
I mean, sometimes it's just a guy or a gal going to work, or they're in their truck or their car all day for work. But then it's sometimes folks who just need something to help them get through the day.
Yeah, I'm not sure we're a dose of that medicine. But.
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends on the person, whether or not we help
some
them.
Having dinner Friday night.
Yeah.
And I was out with Alva.
Lane, oh, yeah, yeah.
A couple other folks. And we were at Vintage here, and we were in the bar area, and there's our table, and then there was a table. They get you pretty close in there. And then sure. There was a table in the middle where nobody was sitting yet. And then there was this couple that came in, and so we're chatting it up and laughing and telling stories, old political stories, and this guy says, hey, is one of y'all Jack Campbell? I said, well, it depends on why you want to know. And he said, yeah, well, I listen, and I heard, anyway, we chatted. His name is Chris Morris.
Hey, Chris.
And he was, hey, Chris, how you doing? And he was with Lauren. Now, I don't know if Lauren was his wife.
Oh, no.
His girlfriend, his date. If he's gay, maybe it was his beard. I don't know. I don't suspect he was gay, but, you know, my gaydar didn't go off at all. But anyway, I do want to do a shout-out to Chris and Lauren, and thank them for listening to the show, and hope you'll keep listening.
So, yeah, thank you all for listening. Yeah. I hope Jack didn't get you in trouble there, Chris.
Yeah, I hope not.
272-923.
I've been known to do that, but yeah. Inadvertently, of course.
Right, of course. Well, rest in peace, Beto O'Rourke. You know, it is amazing that there are some people who thought, this guy's a front runner. He'll be the next president because he lost to Ted Cruz.
I know. You lose your home state, and then you want to get on the national stage because you think you're some icon.
It's a trend that's continuing to happen. I think the press and these people that control most communications, well, until things like social media, well, and also things like this radio, but they think too highly of themselves.
Oh.
And they think too highly of themselves, not only in the sense that they're so enlightened and telling the truth and have the right values, but they think they're more powerful than they really are.
Well, kind of like Bernie last go-round.
Right.
Not this election, but the last one. Had all these young people who never vote, you know, propping him up and cheering for him and all this stuff. And he fizzled.
Oh, and he fizzled all right. And so I have a feeling the same's about to happen to Pocahontas.
You think so?
Yeah. I think she jumped the shark with this Medicare for
all. Oh, this Medicare thing is unbelievable.
We got to hit another break. 272-9228. More news and views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell right after this.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car?
Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Hey, you want to get the absolute best deal on a Chevrolet? Well, you need to go to Riverside, because when it's Riverside, it's Chevy. Not only does Riverside Chevrolet give you the absolute best selection and best price, they are one of our fine sponsors in the annual holiday food drive. They have a big Blue Water Broadcasting banner up there and a big Blue Water Broadcasting barrel for you to put all your food in. Stop by, non-perishable food items. They're here for the community. Riverside Chevrolet, stop by today.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the river region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Montgomery Eye Physicians or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a warming trend to look forward to this week before a late week cold front brings more rain and a big change. For today, not as cool, increasing clouds. We'll call it partly sunny. Comfortable today, high in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy, not as cool, down to about 50 for an overnight low tonight. Tomorrow, a warmer day, high in the low 70s, a sun and cloud mix. It'll be in the mid-70s on Wednesday and Thursday. Then more rain returns and becomes likely on Thursday night as a cold front swings through the state. Sharply colder air Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Phones, tablets, laptops, and desktops. All completely useless. That is, unless you have internet. Then those blank screens become wondrous rectangles of pure enjoyment. News, sports, games, true crime, memes, cats, photographs of you, taken by you. Fill all your devices with the good stuff. Super fast internet, no data caps, just $34.99 per month. All from a company you'll love. Sign up today at Huawei.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today. Along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to Noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. How you doing? Little chairman of the board going here. Chairman of the board. Great song. One of my all-time favorites.
Men, plural.
Like yes, multiple. Chairman of the board.
Yes.
And their get-ups are great. I love the those leisure suits, right?
Yeah. I wish those would come back. Like those big open collars.
Yeah. You like that?
Yeah, I like tacky clothing.
Little hair on your chest, little gold chain.
I don't really have any hair on my chest.
I don't either. I have like seven.
Yeah. Anyway, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call today, folks. 279-6036. Tell Dan Black and the team you're a News and Views listener to get 50% off all VHS to DVD transfers. Take those old analog memories and bring them into the digital future. What are you doing over there?
Nothing.
Thank you to Dan Black Studios for sponsoring this hour.
Tell them we sent you.
Yeah, Joey and Jack sent you. Then you get that 50% off. What was that?
I was trying to make a whistle. But it didn't work.
Why were you trying to make a whistle?
Why not? To kind of break things up a little bit. It's so serious today.
You're just
today.
Throwing me off.
God, it's so serious.
Yeah, because we were deadly serious when we're talking about you, me pulling your finger.
Well, that was before the show started.
Honestly, that's not a joke. I'm a little worried, folks.
Don't be worried.
You're giving all that chili, Jackie.
Oh, my God. Well, I had Gas X before I left home.
Well, that's good.
That's some good stuff.
Before we hit the break, we were talking about Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, I love
Warren.
How the way you divert. When you're the one that brought up pulling the finger, and now you want to just quit talking about it. When I'm trying to defend myself.
Okay, go ahead and beat
no,
that.
No, I'm done.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Done.
Go ahead.
No, I've had it. Go about Elizabeth Warren. She's so, full of gas.
Yeah, she's revealed her Medicare for All plan.
How many trillion is it?
52 trillion.
52. That's more than the debt is right now.
Well, and that's before they actually factor in that a lot of doctors are going to quit if you're paying them at, say, 65% of reimbursement rates that private companies currently pay. So right now, doctors can take Medicare payments, and hospitals can deal with it because you also have private insurance paying at a higher rate into the system. So if it all becomes like, oh, just 65% reimbursement on the current rate you have, there's going to be a lot of changes to the medical industry, not to mention all these millions of people that would lose their job. But Warren's big shtick is that I have a plan for that. I have a plan for everything.
Yeah, it's to soak the middle class and the rich folks.
And to bankrupt us with your crazy monetary theories. This is just...
Well, even Biden really, he jumped on her about it. I heard what he said last week about how much it was going to cost.
Well, this is from the Wall Street Journal. They write, the editorial board, start with the overall fiscal math, which by itself is staggering. She concedes that her plan will cost only slightly less than $52 trillion than the U.S. is currently expected to spend on healthcare in the next 10 years. She deducts from that what the feds now spend on Medicare and Medicaid, plus $6 trillion that states contribute to Medicaid, the state's federal children's health program, and government worker benefits. That leaves $30 trillion to finance. So she's going to just throw a lot of that obligation on the states. So we're not raising taxes on the middle class. We'll just have your state do it for us. But that leaves Warren at the federal level to finance $30 trillion. It'll be more than that, folks. But she just waves her magic wand and says the bill will actually be $20.5 trillion. Where she got rid of $9.5 trillion, we don't know. She makes the rest vanish by positing magical savings from things like comprehensive payment reform. Yeah, because no bureaucrats ever suggested that. I know how we make things more efficient, say, in the Medicare bureaucracy. Let's have payment reform. Give me a break.
She is an absolute loon. She is absolutely so far out to lunch that it's just, it's not even fathomable.
Well, and she's trying to address things like I mentioned earlier. She says hospitals will be reimbursed at an average of 110% of current Medicare rates, which is supposed to address the criticism that Medicare currently undercompensates for patient care. But hospitals now rely on private insurance payments to stay in business, and 110% of what Medicare now pays will hardly be enough to compensate for the loss of that private money. And she amusingly tries to claim that she's going to restore healthcare competition by having the government become a monopoly. These folks drive me nuts, Jack.
Oh, I know.
Like, any successful private business, say, like, Amazon, or, say, like, Facebook, Google, Twitter, and don't get me wrong, plenty to criticize when it comes to those companies, but now it's this big drumbeat of monopolies, monopolies, monopolies. But let's have the federal government become the monopoly of all monopolies and take over healthcare. It's like, what are your values? Oh, it seems like your values are just more and more power to the enlightened public servants to control everybody else's life. That's what it seems like to me. I don't know. How about you, Jack?
Well, I mean, I certainly don't disagree. I've just never seen... I mean, I remember there were a ton of people running in 1976. Muskie and Carter. I think even Humphrey was in there. It was just a ton of people running. Frank Church from like Idaho. All these folks were running for the Democrat nomination. And there, in fact, there was a really good book written called Marathon, which is a book by, I think it was a guy named Witkover, Jules Witkover, about that race. And it was pretty fascinating. But there were Mo Udall. There were varying degrees of liberalism. But at the time, you really didn't think Jimmy Carter was all that. He'd been a Southern Democrat governor. Of course, he was turned out to be more liberal than we thought. But even the kookiest candidate, even McGovern in 72, who was considered way left, they don't hold a candle to these people today.
It's crazy.
It is absolutely outside the confines of good sense. I mean, what these people are proposing is just incredible. It will bankrupt the country. Not that we're not already bankrupt.
Right. You know,
but it'll further put us in an insurmountable debt we'll never dig out of. And our grandchildren and great-grandchildren will never dig out of.
I'm happy we're on the same page there, because I am more than willing to rant and rave about we can't meet our current debt obligations. And that's with very low interest rates. We can't meet our current obligations. You want to add trillions more?
Yeah.
Give me a break. And that's the one thing this president has not. He's made up a lot of promises good. He's made good on a lot of promises that he promised on the campaign trail.
Right.
But when it comes to debt and deficits, he has not.
No, he hasn't. He's, you know.
And I hope, especially if he gets reelected, that he gets serious about it. Because somebody does. And it's not just Donald Trump. Obama complained about the debt, added to it at an astronomical rate. Bush, we're going to continue this tightening, belt tightening from the late 90s that Gingrich and the Contract with America helped start. Nope. Deficits don't matter.
Which, by the way, was a very good program.
Right. Mm-hmm. Though it did take from our so-called entitlement program. They borrowed from Social Security.
Yeah, I know.
To cover up other costs. So it's just funny how things work up there. That the party out of power complains about debt and deficits, and when they get in power, well, we can't be the ones to cut things.
Well, you know what? When you look overall, when all this shakes out, and I know we're about to do the top of the hour deal, but
yeah.
When all of this shakes out, and people look at this in retrospect after it's happened, they're going to say this Congress, at least the House, did nothing. They haven't passed anything. They have not reformed health care. They have not addressed infrastructure. They have done none of this stuff because of this insane obsession with undoing an American election where a man legally and lawfully and fairly won against someone that cannot accept defeat. Well, it is unbelievable.
And on that note, I'm tired of seeing these nationwide polls for impeachment. Like, I'm sorry, we don't even decide anything on that basis. We have the Electoral College, the most democratic